Penguin Random House Audio presents In Montmartre, Picasso, Matisse, and Modernism in Paris, 1900 to 1910, by Sue Rowe. Read for you by Emma Baring. Introduction. Inside the glowing red simulated windmill, the girls danced the can-can to Offenbach's deafening music, tossing their heads, their petticoats raised in a froth of white as they kicked their legs, revealing tantalizing glimpses of black and scarlet. They performed on the dance floor, mingling with the punters, aristocrats, celebrities, artists, boulevardiers, and strangers. In those days, there was no raised platform in the Moulin Rouge. In the daytime, on a stage rigged up in the gardens outside, there were open-air performances of singing and dancing, including makeshift ballets danced by the young Montmartroises everyone still called the Little Rats. To the side of the stage stood a model elephant, an incongruous exhibit left over from the 1889 World Fair, which housed the orchestra. It was at night, however, that the place really came into its own. When young Pablo Picasso arrived in Paris in October 1900, he made his way up the hillside of Montmartre to the lodgings he was borrowing from another Catalan artist before heading down to investigate the nightlife. At first, he was dismayed by the Moulin Rouge, finding it tinselly and expensive in comparison with the all-male taverns of Barcelona. He had been expecting artistic bohemia, not cavorting women. His Catalan friends, habitués of Montmartre, usually gathered at the top of the hillside, around the Place du Tertre.